I didn't lie, it's 30 seconds later and I'm still here. Da-dun. It is your boy Lil Meech here for another Lil Meech Talks podcast featuring Maloney's finest, Caitlin Mayhew. Say hi to the people, Caitlin.
Hi, people.
Alright. Alright, so, you know, last podcast we kind of touched upon some more basic, simplistic topics of freshman year. But I have to talk for another 14 and a half minutes in this one. So we're really going to dive deep into it. You know, I'm currently holding a golf club and I'm, you know, really just thinking about hitting myself really hard in the head with it.
Not going to lie, I'm a little scared.
Yeah, Caitlin might want some of that too. So, let's dive right into it. We're going to our first topic. Our first
year.
Yeah, this is about our sophomore year, by the way, in case you didn't know that. The title says it, but we're going to first dive into the construction piece of our sophomore year, because this is when the construction, like, really took off and it got, like, really messy. So, yeah, let me talk of what can you recall from freshman year, or from sophomore year construction?
The first step, no. The first thing that pops into my mind is the fact that the Crescent opened sophomore year, which was big, I guess, in a way. Like, I think they had like a ribbon cutting ceremony for it too, I'm pretty sure. But that was pretty huge because a lot of like teachers moved into there, and like the lockers were so much more bigger. I remember like I can literally fit in one.
Yeah.
So like that was pretty cool, and the classrooms in there were so much nicer. Like, oh,
sorry, my bad.
All the like technology and obviously like the swivel chairs and just stuff like that.
Dude,
and
the
like,
swivel chairs.
And even like from a science aspect of things, like the labs are like a lot like nicer and stuff too.
Dude, you have a way more vivid memory than I do, because I literally didn't even remember that the wing opened sophomore year. It's kind of all a blur with all.
I just remember getting a locker in there. Sophomore
yeah, year. You know, with all the excessive partying over the last 4 years, it's
oh,
just all.
Oh God, what were you doing sophomore
blur.
Year?
Blur. So joking.
Kind of.
I was 16 sophomore year. I'm an old child. But anyways,
you were definitely 15 for part of it.
Oh my God, dude. Please let me speak. I'm sorry. That was aggressive. Anyways, bro. Look, let me tell you about the construction sophomore year. So the Crescent opened, and it was crazy because, like, for the first time in forever, I felt like I wasn't in a jail anymore. Yeah, we had windows and stuff, you know, like you could see outside. You didn't think that you were enclosed from all, you know, living species outside of you. You know,
it wasn't anymore like brick. It was like actually
yeah, there
like
wasn't
gray
any
and white and open colors.
Yeah, like when you went and walked into classrooms, like it didn't look like a jail cell. It was pretty cool, honestly.
Like it wasn't depressing as much anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly a good way to put it. I felt like I came out of my my year long state of depression, basically. So, you know, another really important part of Caitlin and I's high school careers, of course, athletics. So we're going to sum up our sophomore year seasons. I'm going to start first because I just love talking about how good I am at wrestling. What?
Yourself.
Yeah, I do like talking about myself. I can't. Yeah. Why do you think I made my platform about me?
Meech Talks.
Meech Talks. So sophomore year was actually the most depressing sports year. For athletics, I'm starting to tear up to talk about it because it really just hurts that bad. Still,
I'm gonna take over.
Yeah. No, I think I'm gonna be able to. I'm gonna be able to get through it. But so, coming to the wrestling season off of a big defeat in the Class L finals freshman year, and you know, I always thought to myself, this could be the peak of my high school career. Like, I could have come out freshman year and done too well to the fact where I couldn't live up to it in previous years. And this kind of stood true sophomore year because I came into the Class L tournament and I didn't even advance to the finals. I lost in the semifinals, and it's the only time in all 4 years that I didn't make a Class L final. So a part of me believed for a small time that I was going to peak my freshman year, and I was, Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. This is such a true story. And I constantly had coaches in my ear saying that you don't be the guy who peaked freshman year. Like, you, there's more to come here, buddy. Like, you're going to have to take your lumps and your bumps. But at the end of the day, like, you're going to need to come back in a much more professional and stronger manner.
Which you did.
So, yeah. So, so taking third at the L's there. And not even placing at the Open again, really just kind of beat me up in all seriousness. And golf season is just, I mean, all my high school golf seasons have kind of been the same. Wrestling's the only thing that I really measure my success upon. So, it was a rough season for me. I can't lie. Caitlin, let's talk about you.
I thought my sports season were actually pretty exciting. Sophomore year, because like that's when I finally got my number for my jersey, which is pretty exciting to me. Number 4.
Who had it before you?
Annie Brophy.
Oh, dude, freaking Annie Brophy.
And also speaking.
Continue.
Also speaking on the fact of Annie Brophy, freshman year she was the center center back, and I was like a outside back. And then sophomore year I was able to like take over her position and be center back, which is pretty exciting. Like I was pretty happy about that, but. Cause like whatever that sophomore year I also went out for the track team and I did distance, which was actually hell, like literally to this day still the most awful thing ever, like literally so painful to run that shit. Okay.
What, a mile really takes a lot out of you?
Dude, I had to run the 2 mile for the
play. Oh, that does
okay
suck.
First off, I had feminine issues that day, and I had to run the 2 mile after I ran the 1 mile after I did the 4x8 team.
I would have hated that. I just would have ended it all right there.
And at one point, Mr. Good, I was on like. People were, like, shouting out the laps for me because I, like, could not even focus enough to keep track of my head. And I was on, like, lap, like, let's say, what do you do, 8 laps? I was on lap, like, 4 or 5, and I could have sworn, like, a plaque girl was, like, I thought I was shadowed, and I could have sworn she was behind me. So I legit sprinted, like, the last three, four laps to only to get to the finish line to realize she was a whole lap behind me. So I don't know what I saw, but I just want to let you know that I think I quit track after that because that was the worst day ever. Like, that was awful. I didn't quit. I actually kept going, but it gets worse.
But you haven't run the last 2 years, though.
Well, I did, junior year, I did winter track, then I tore my ACL, and then this year.
You did indoor track in the winter.
Junior year,
that
yeah.
That sucks, but okay, continue.
Yeah, I did distance. I was a distance fanatic. Like, I was pretty good at it, too. Junior year, I was peaking. I was getting, like, a 6-minute mile. Like, that's.
That is cash.
Like, sub 6, too. I was getting there. And
really?
Then I tore
my fastest mile is, like, 5:20, so that's pretty good.
And then I tore my ACL.
Oh.
It just all went downhill from there.
Well, that's a pretty depressing end to the segment of your story.
Yeah, it'll peak up a little.
Peak up?
Next year, we'll talk about our sports.
Peak up.
Dude, it'll get better.
All right, anyways, let's move on to clubs and activities, because this is actually a great year for me as far as clubs go. Can I do anything you'd like to talk about, clubs and activities?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure.
Go for it, buddy.
Hey, sophomore year?
Yeah.
Sophomore year, I joined Interact Club. I love that club so much. I really keep that fond to my heart. Like, that's probably one. Like, I've only been in a couple clubs, but, like, I really, like, Miss Shawarda was the advisor sophomore year. Such a, like, wonderful woman. And she just, like, really just takes me under her wing. Like, she's just, like, a kind of, like, a mom figure, and she doesn't even try to be. Like, she's just, you know,
I love
just,
her so much.
I love her. We saw her tonight, actually. She's just so, I just love her. She just made the club so great. Like, we did a lot of stuff. Like, we did some stuff, but I just really love being around her.
Yeah, she's a very charismatic, electric person.
Yeah.
She joined Interact. What else? She doing anything else cool, buddy?
The tutoring again with you. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of like the same thing sophomore year carried through with my volunteering wise. Club wise, not really, no.
I feel you. God. This is what happens when you record at 10 o'clock. Sophomore year, I decided that I was going to join the alt-right, and I thought politics would be my calling, so I hopped into Youth in Government. And joining Youth in Government, I said in an Instagram post best, Youth in Government has been one of the most fulfilling experiences of my high school career. I later went on to hold state office in it, and at the time when I joined, I joined because everyone told me it was a fun club, so I was like, alright, I'm gonna join. But literally, some of the things that you do and learn in Youth in Government will carry on with you. Like, it teaches you debate skills, it teaches you, like, to be more personable, it teaches you public speaking, it teaches you, like, and bill making, too, if you're interested in laws. But it teaches you, like, some really cool, stuff that, honestly, Caitlin, as a history person, you'd probably like. But yeah, it's just, it really, like, it does a lot for you. So I thought that that was, like, a great club that I joined sophomore year, and I stuck with it all the way until now. And then as far as other activities, I just continued to volunteer tutoring at Thomas Hooker Elementary School in the fall. And then I also, sophomore year, I did a blood drive. And
I can't do blood drives.
Why?
I have a blood disorder. So my blood.
I have osteoporosis. I volunteered at that. Like, I didn't actually get blood. I've never given blood in my life.
Oh, I can never because my blood clots too easily. So if I give my blood away, then, like, I don't know, I could die or something. Yeah, it kind of sucks.
That sucks.
It kind of, like, prevents me from doing a lot of stuff in life. My blood disorder.
Do you have a blood disorder, bro?
Factor 5, bro. I just explained what it is.
What is it?
My blood clots too easily.
What did you just, like, whisper, though?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crazy. It's definitely not for Mr. Goodyear's.
Okay, come on.
All right, cool. Good talk, dude.
Next subject.
Oh, and I also continued to caddy at New Haven Country Club. For the remainder of the spring and fall. But let's move on to a learner's permit.
You got yours.
You got yours.
No, I didn't.
Psych, you young as hell, cuz.
Shut the F up. I didn't get mine. When did I?
Junior year.
No, I didn't.
Why? You got a senior year then.
I got my learner permit senior year.
Dude, I don't know. I'm gonna give you these hands if you keep talking. What are you? Excuse me.
Swore like twice. Oh, I got it junior year, the beginning of the year.
I think. Anyway, so I got my learner's permit, and I was straight cashing out.
Yeah, I did get it.
I was cashing out, bro. I was booling, driving places and stuff, driving this little German green Jaguar. It was cash, really. See, I got my learner's permit. First place I stopped?
Kate's house. And I took a cute picture.
Yeah.
And then every time after he stopped at my house, too, like when he got his license.
Yeah, just one time after.
Okay.
So, sophomore year, I turned 16, and,
Jeez, you're so old.
I know I am. So, sophomore year, turned 16, which is pretty cool. But the most notable part of my sophomore year was in November I applied for Camp Sankaty Head, which, of course, Mr. Good, you know all about after correcting my essay what seems to be about 50 times, you know, slight turn, gray van, sharp road, etc. You know that? Or no?
Yeah.
I'll tell you after if you're not 100% familiar. Okay. But so, it's a sophomore year. I applied to Camp Sankaty Head, and around Valentine's Day, I got the note back that I was accepted. So that was that was the first summer I went, and also it was
so sad.
Yeah, okay, it was pretty sad. I knew it was going to be that the previous summer was going to be my last summer that I ever spent home, basically until probably post high school, maybe even post freshman year of college.
Whoa.
So, I got into camp there. Okay, let's talk about your favorite class, favorite teacher, sophomore year.
My favorite class was, I was really excited to take MedCareers 1 because that was the first time I was eligible to take it. And that's what I was, like, really, like, looking forward to in high school. So, probably that mixed with APUS history. It sounds kind of dumb, but...
You're such a nerd, dude.
But that was my favorite. Those were my favorite classes. Because I just really, like, love the medical field. Obviously, I'm going into it. And I love history and I love Mr. Lowner. He's my favorite teacher. So, that class was definitely by far... That was my all-time favorite class of high school, if we're being honest. So, yeah. There we go with that.
Nice, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Sophomore year, I'm gonna have to go with Miss Ben Algebra 2. That class was so money. That is my girl, dude. It was so much fun. I can't even lie.
Who did I have for Algebra 2? We didn't take
Algebra 2 sophomore year.
I had Mr. Marsh.
Yeah, Harsh Marsh. Oh, yeah, so...
That was pretty fun, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really the synopsis in sophomore year. It was a great time. You know, a fun time had by all. And it's been a pleasure talking to you about it. It's your boy, Lil Meech here, signing off with...
Kate.
You know, sleep tight. Have a good night.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.